really can't do that much more with less. So before diving into a project, it makes sense to know how much trouble you could be getting into. Some agencies are applying this theory to their programs by incorporating risk assessment into their planning. Tom Salmon is Assistant Inspector General for Audit Services for the Health and Human Services Department, and he joins us now with a bit more about this approach. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Emily. How are you?
Fine, thank you. So when you're talking about planning and incorporating risk management, what exactly are the basics of doing that?
Well, the basics of risk management is assessing threats, vulnerabilities, consequences, and necessary actions. And it feeds into supporting effective use of resources, which was what this whole conference at AGA was about the last couple of days, is being more strategic, because we've gone from doing less, more with less, to less with less, and now we have to be super strategic with less. And I think people are trying to not be flat-footed despite some of the sequestration and other resource threats.
So in other words, as an IG's office, you could do 99 audits of the cafeteria and count the sugar packets missing, or you could do two audits at CMS and save billions and billions and billions of dollars.
Right, and that brings up another point, is trying to work strategically with those you audit. When I was the state auditor in Vermont, I could sit down with the governor and say, these are the four or five things that I'm concerned about based on what we've assessed in terms of materiality, impact, liquidity, things like that. What are you interested in? So having conversations with CMS, with civil rights related to HIPAA, or the national coordinators related to electronic health records, these are all critical steps.
So tell us a little bit more about what you've done at the Inspector General's office. What are some of the decisions that you've made related to risk management?
Well, one of the things risk management does is it supports strategic planning and vice versa. And I was very fortunate. I came here because for several months, the OIG HHS has been working on a strategic plan that is refreshing our aspirations. And what that does is it starts to assess our internal risks, but also our internal capacities. And as you know, with many IGs, we're cross-component. We have not just auditors, but we have investigators, evaluators, inspectors. So when we're picking jobs and we're going after certain risk areas, we have to do it in coordination with other components. We've got to share our strengths. So fortunately, the two go hand in hand: strategic planning, refreshing aspirations, knowing what your capacities are, whether it's an audit and investigations, also in IT audit. What are your capacities there, so that you can have basically full coverage of the waterfront?
We're speaking with Tom Salmon, Assistant Inspector General for Audit Services at Health and Human Services. And I guess that must be a process you're going through to make sure, for example, that your office is ready to keep an eye on these health exchanges, because the HHS is very involved with them. There's some federal versions that are not at the state level.
Well, and you bring up a good point. This has been a very, very busy and hectic summer, as we've been trying to be as proactive as possible. And one of the phone calls we recently had that was, I swear it was like saving 200 hours of research time, was getting the state auditors on the phone, getting GAO on the phone, and going around, literally around the country, and assessing who's doing what where when it comes to the exchanges, both the state ones as well as on the federal side.
Because within the exchanges, you've got a lot of elements, right? You've got IT that makes it run and all of the software that encompasses the rules. Plus, you've got, you know, program integrity to worry about.
Well, and that's the thing. The whole point of the last couple of days is, you know, our mission is to protect and preserve the integrity of these programs, and that's really the focus, to become watertight. And even with our IT audit, we're doing a sort of a refresh, a white paper, because we want to assess where we have coverage. In terms of your point about exchanges, we're doing a number of security control audits out at different MMIS systems, the Medicaid information systems, to check their security as a backdrop to the relationship to the exchanges.
So when you're talking about this approach, the risk assessment approach, it seems like you're advocating for more time or more resources spent on the planning and preparation, perhaps, than on the actual execution. So if people have to make a choice where to put the resources, do a lot of the preparation up front. Is that right?
Yeah, we are really trying to find to make a very intentional, upfront, efficient funnel for our work, because we have a work plan that has to go through a vetting process as well. So there's a lot of informal and formal risk assessments that's happening at the job idea. And a lot of our folks get some great ideas out in the field, also based on other jobs. One recently where they were looking at some of the coding at a hospital, and they realized there were charges to Kwashiorkor, which is basically malnutrition, bloated stomach, that happens in other countries. So that led to some work. And there's all kinds of work that is out there that is part of the risk assessment process where you're already in high-risk areas.
So it sounds like when you're looking for things as fine-grained as a charge on some disease that rarely exists in the United States, that's where your big data systems can come in handy to help you do that evaluation?
Well, and you brought me to another point. We worked recently in Kansas City. The USDA is hosting a data center, and we're moving some of our terminals over there. So we can be more not only security protected and efficient, but you're seeing people really making an intentional step in federal government to share services and to align, get really out in front of data systems. We got questions yesterday at the event about, you know, where are we going to be in 5 years related to eligibility and whether, you know, the information that the IRS has is similar to the eligibility on the HHS programs, because we have over 300 programs, and really creating a data web to prevent deceivers. And as a CPA and a certified fraud examiner, we have got to create the perception that people are being watched. We have to. It real and imagined. And some of the risk assessment steps are the risk of not having great relationships with our optives and our state auditors and our partners, because like AGA yesterday, that's all three levels, federal, state, and local. And it's amazing how people behave when they think those three parties are working together.
Just briefly, is Health and Human Services taking the same tactics as well?
Well, Health and Human Services is being proactive. In fact, they're engaging us on questions related to work that they're doing with cloud computing, because they have so much data. And they are, Frank Bateman is the CIO over there, and he's trying to take steps to advance some of their systems. And he's very cognizant of risk, and our people are at the table with them.
Tom Salmon is the Health and Human Services Assistant Inspector General for Audit Services. Thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thanks, Tom. Thanks, Emily. Have a great day.